Yeah, Stone's band seems to be okay right now. Over.
Yep, you sound excellent.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. I will start a pre-net at this time. This is Acadia RHB. Bravo.
Kilo
Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
KD8RHB, KD8BON, your signal is starting to come up.
Yeah, yours did too, Max. That's good. Good for us. Over.
Roger that. Over. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Good readable on you this afternoon. Thanks for checking in.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, rig from New Lothrop, in and out.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, will you give me your suffix again, please? And I got the in and out, but I didn't get your suffix.
So that's Bravo Lima X-ray.
Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, in and out. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Have a good evening.
Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Romeo, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Romeo, I also have you as in and out. Thanks for checking in with us this afternoon. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network link to repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD8RHB. Hotel Bravo. Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD8RHB.
So, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Really good copy on you. Thanks for checking in.
This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo.
All right, good afternoon, Jeff. NATE, good to hear you this fine Sunday. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, please call KD8RHB.
Evening, Brad. Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBSWR, mobile.
good afternoon, Jeff. KDSWR. Thanks. Good to hear you. Thanks for checking in.
Alpha, Delta 8, Delta X-ray, 88DX, Jim, mobile in and out.
Alpha, Delta 8, Alpha X-ray, over.
Negative. Alpha, Delta 8, Delta X-ray, 88DX.
Alpha, Delta 8, Delta X-ray, gotcha. And I got you in and out. Thanks for checking in. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF repeaters, you may also check in. Please call K88RHB. Hotel Bravo, standing by. Hotel Bravo, stand by for the start of the net. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This set is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Occoquan, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. Now, this is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett. I hold the position of District 5EC. From the pre-net group, I have the following states listed. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Lima X-ray in and out. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Romeo in and out. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo Mobile. And Alpha Delta 8, Delta X-ray in and out. Those things need not check in again, but for other stations for the net, please call.
Juan Sierra Alpha Kent County, have you good readable? Over.
Is there go next station, please?
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic.
Yes, Charlie, thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Charlie Golf.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Charlie Golf. Got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
KE8ZN8.
That station just called, but will you try again? You're real broken for me.
KE8ZN8.
Was it Kilo Delta 8? Victor November Hotel?
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu November Hotel.
Okay, thank you. I got you that time. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu November Hotel. Other stations, please call. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. We had a mobile station, so Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, go ahead with your comments and stand by Max.
Evening, Brad, everybody on the net. Don't have a whole lot other than was up north, putting some more links up Petoskey area, so trying to get stuff done before winter. Really did a lot in Flint and got a lot going there, so back to you, Brad. KBS the Bear.
I think every radio. Everything you do, and all the guys from Central Michigan Emergency Network. I was just up there my wife and I were up there a few weeks back. We stayed at Burt Lake, so had a great time there camping. But thanks again, Jeff. All right, go ahead, Max. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November.
All right, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. Brett, thank you for taking the net this afternoon. Let's see here. Couple of things. Exercise update. I keep getting asked where are the scores. The scores were in my hot little hands. I passed them off to Jacqueline. What I didn't realize, she was out ill earlier this week, so she's looking at them. I'm sure we'll have that resolved within the next day or so. We'll have the final answers out. Let's see here. Monday to Wednesday, starting tomorrow, I'll be heading up to Shanty Creek. The Michigan Emergency Management Association conference is being held this week. Not only will we be doing an exhibit in the area, like like we have done in the past. This year we also get to do a presentation. It's going to be on Oscom in Michigan and around the state. And we'll be showing a few photos of some of the activities that were the live activities that were performed for public safety. Yes, in the course of including such things as the Kalamazoo tornado, the events up in District 6, and one or two others there. Let me see. The other thing going on this week, Wednesday, is the commune work group meeting. That's in the afternoon, 3:30 on Zoom. That's everything I've got, Brett. I hope everybody has a great week ahead. Stay safe and healthy. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to net.
Very good, Max. Thanks for your comments. My wife and I, we just got back from camping. We've been camping since last week, Sunday, at a local campground here to us, so last trip for the year. Other than that, not too much. At this moment, I do have a meeting planned for Tuesday night for the district DCs, but may postpone that till November. To see how I got a couple scheduling conflicts with work. So, but other than that, not too much going on. We did Calhoun County Trail Fest last week Saturday. We had CERC and we set up comms there, and that was we had a good turnout there. I don't know, about 70 participants that were there. So anyways, we were able to do that. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started here on the list, and we'll go down a couple, and then I'll take a standby. November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
I don't have anything really good for the list this week. Been working outside, did a hayride for the kids in the neighborhood last week. I got surgeries coming up in the next couple of weeks, but we'll cover that after the surgery. We'll see how things go. I don't even actually know exactly 100% what they're going to do, but hopefully they'll do good. I have some problems with my sciatic nerve and pain from it. So, all right, take care. Thanks for being in control. I'll be sitting here listening. N8OBU.
N8OBU, thanks again for getting the link set up and be keeping yourself and family in thought. So, all right, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo in the bed. We had just been there last camping of the season. We had just come back from Tennessee from a wedding down in Tennessee for my grandniece and Saudi Daisy, Tennessee. And we drove down there one day and back in one day, hauling the 50. Oh, that's a long haul. It was 577 miles each way, and I don't think I want to try that again. Nevertheless, we got back all in one piece, and we got to spend winter on it until next spring. And so that's pretty much all that's going on this end. This is it. Connect.
All right, glad you made it back safe. Yeah, that's a lot of driving in a couple of days, so glad you made it back safe. Looking forward to camping next year for sure. All right, I'll take a quick standby. Is there anyone out there that wishes to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? If that hasn't yet done so, please call KADRHB. Okay, we'll go back to the list. Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, go ahead, Ron.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. I think that you were calling me. I was away from the station, so hopefully I'm in the right turn. ECRO for Saginaw County. Last Thursday, we had our latest Aries training. We did a review of the SET. Went over with everybody that participated their comments, their suggestions. There were some good suggestions to do. We need to update some radios in the various locations. We don't have all of the frequencies in for the various repeaters around the area, so we need to go back and revisit those, see what we have, see what additional ones we need, which ones we don't need, and remove those. We need to update some documentation. The documentation I have on the computer, the information I have on the computers to run the Winlink stations is a little outdated. There's been updates to Winlink since I did the documentation to those, so I need to run back through and update it. Unfortunately, the documentation is pretty much always going to be outdated because we update Winlink so frequently that a lot of the forms or things like that, positions on the screens may change, so I may not always have the documentation on the computers that are up to date with the program. But other than that, we had a good meeting. We had a good session with everybody and their comments and that, so I was pleased with the outcomes of that. That's all I have for Saginaw County for this week. KCYBF back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. A lot of good stuff there. Thanks for checking in. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Glad with your comments, Jeff.
We'll see. Good afternoon, Brett. This is NHHE in Eaton County. Not too much to add to the net. The wife and I did go Saturday up to Mount Pleasant and took the color train to Cadillac. That was interesting. Unfortunately, the colors up north had already changed, so it wasn't much to see, but it was still an enjoyable ride. Other than that, we wish everyone a fine week and hope to catch everyone again. This is NHHE.
Thanks for checking in, Jeff. That sounds fun. I've never done that, so I have to look into doing that. The leaves went quick, seems like. But anyway, thanks for checking in. Next, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Joe, go ahead.
Okay, good enough. Hopefully the drums, you're not hearing them. My brother-in-law is really whacking away down here in the basement. At any rate, I wish everybody a good afternoon. I guess you can't hear them. I'll just say that the Red Cross chapter in Grand Rapids is progressing nicely, and the station is gradually coming on the air, and it will be fully operational, although not completed, in the next week or so. So that's a milestone. The call sign will be Kilo Charlie 8 Alpha Romeo Charlie. Back to you, sir, and I'd say more, but you're probably hearing the drums in the background. WVUSA is 10 Charlie, over.
All right, Joe, thanks for your comments. Yeah, you could hear it in the back, but it wasn't bad. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, Joe. WD8AXB, go ahead with your comments, Charlie.
Yeah, hi Brett, welcome back from Camp 8. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. And the station after me is Gerald. So you've got another District 5 check-in tonight, Brett. And we'll let Gerald talk about himself. Let's see here. The conversations I've been having the past week have been in preparation of the radio support to the Iceman Cometh event coming up next Saturday. And it'll probably be a day like today up north. It's not going to be snow with depth. It's not going to be rainy. It's not going to be muddy. I think it'll probably be a day like today, although it might be a day after a rain, one or two days after a rain, so the trail for the cyclists might be a little muddy and maybe a little slick. So that's some radio activity coming up. The St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club had its meeting a couple Wednesdays ago, and so we had a small debriefing about the activity we had with that county and Kalamazoo County teaming up. So let's see if there was anything else. Putting together a NSAID not resonant in any direct or multiple of its length. So your antenna tuner forces to tune it, and we're talking about like a manual NFED antenna tuner. And we tested it with Shane during the Labor Day weekend. We set it up in three different directions, rather low to the ground, and we were trying to see if there was any sloper effect at the low height that we hung the high end, and it didn't seem to be in any direction. Talking to Blue Oak and Lawton, we didn't have any problem with the antenna pointed in any of the three directions. So we kind of concluded that it must be NVIS with those conditions. What the heck, success is success. We didn't try to feel anything or make one position better than the other. It just worked out equal the way that it was with the two stations downstate, and we were on 40 meters in the afternoon at that time. So that's about it, and thanks, Brett, and just the way things, my week has been going, I wouldn't mind another postponement of a District 5 meeting till the end of November. C8RHB, back to you, sir, WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for your comment. I'm glad you get to go to the Iceman coming to help out up there. So I'm glad that's something you're going to be able to do. Cool on the antenna. I'll probably more likely postpone the meeting. But anyways, I'll get back here to the list, and then got two more on the list, and then we'll do a standby here at the end. So Whiskey, Bravo 8, Charlie, Golf.
This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Charlie Golf. My name is Gerald. I'm located in Colin, St. Joseph County. Charlie pretty much summed it up. We participated in the SET. Had a few people that came on VHF and UHF, the repeaters here in St. Joe County, and participated. So other than that's about all I have for now. Back to that, this is WD8CD.
Well, very good, Gerald. Thanks for participating and also for checking in here on this net. I hope to get a chance to meet you soon. Thanks for checking in. I like the representation from District 5 when we get it, so thanks again. All right, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, November Hotel.
Experience, but I guess you can't do everything. I guess about all we can report on is Max and MITN. Propagation does seem to be getting somewhat back to normal, not quite all the time, but it's better than it was, and with the exception of a few blackouts, I guess they've been doing all right. But the numbers are still way down, but we are trying to keep things alive and living, and looking forward to better days. Well, back to that.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for everything and everything you do on the traffic net. Really appreciate it. Thanks again for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you too. So glad you're back. All right. Is there anyone else wishes to check in at this time? Please call K88RHB.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray.
Yeah, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Zulu X-ray. Name is Chris here. I just hopped in the car on a little commute to work and heard the net going on, so I just wanted to pop in and say hi.
All right, thanks for checking in. Do you have any comments you wish to share real quick?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that was talked about on the net because I literally just turned the car on and the radio on when you were asking for final check-ins. So just wanted to give a shout-out and see if I could be heard on the net. But other than that, I'm just going to head on my way to work. KE8CZX, back to net control.
All right, sounds good, Chris. Yeah, we're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. We start a pre-net about a quarter to or 10 to, but we're here every Sunday. So usually around here, if you're on the link system, you can also check on that. So the Central Michigan University Network gets that linked up. So welcome anytime. So thanks for checking in and be safe on your way to work. All right, this is KDRHB, last call. If anyone wants to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Portnet, please call. Thanks everyone for checking in this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the evening and have a safe week. Next week is section, so Max or I will cover that. And enjoy the week, be safe again, and enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be nice this week. And there's a little bit left of the DX contest, if you guys are interested in that. 15, 20, and 10 are booming right now. This is KDRHB, out.
Net control, can I still check in and then I'll leave you alone? NHGYU.